Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Today we're talking about eating food in an unusual way. Little quirky things that you do when you eat food. Like when you have a Mars bar, you nibble all the chocolate around the outside and then you take the caramel off the top first and then you eat the sort of fondant
the nougat bit,
The nougat bit at the bottom. Dawn says that this might be the most unusual one that we've had so far. Dawn says, when I have a Magnum ice cream,
oh yeah,
I eat all the chocolate from the Magnum.
Yeah, I get that.
And then I've been known to put the ice cream back into the wrapper and put it back in the freezer for later.
Okay, that is wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's really wrong. Especially if someone else goes in the freezer and takes it out thinking it's a nice Magnum no one has opened before.
There's no chocolate on it.
The writing to Walls. Dear Walls ice cream, there's something wrong with your Magnum.
It's the third one I've had without any chocolate.
Alf from Glenrothes is on the phone. What food do you eat in an unusual way?
Tunnock's tea cake.
Yes.
I show my grandchildren how to eat a Tunnock's tea cake. I carefully break all the chocolate off the top with my teeth, and then I put the creamy bit to my mouth and I suck it all off in a whirr. And then I eat the biscuit, and my grandchildren think that's fantastic.
Not only your grandchildren, we think that's fantastic too. Thanks for calling, Alf.
Okay, bye.
Cheers, buddy. Sam in Musselburgh is next. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
What are you saying, Sam?
My unusual way of eating penguin biscuits is I nibble opposite corners and then soak my cup of tea up through it. But you've got to be quick in case it falls into the tea.
So hang on, you soak your cup of tea up through your penguin biscuit?
Yes.
I didn't think that was possible. It's got a hole in the middle.
Oh, my gosh, you've got to try it. It's amazing.
You must have sore cheeks by the end of your biscuit.
It works. It really, really works.
So can I just get this image right in my head here, Sam? So it's got to be opposite corners of the penguin.
Opposite corners, yes.
Okay.
Right, so is there a hole going through the middle? There must be.
Well, no, because it's biscuit.
It's a biscuit.
So it's got holes in it.
It will seep through, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you just soak it up.
Blimey. Do you do that in public?
I have done.
You're a class act.
Yes.
Sam, that's the best one so far. Thanks for calling.
Brilliant.
Bye.
Bye.